Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know one of the ways that beef checkoff dollars are being invested is in the educational efforts in our country, helping students learn about beef as they study science, technology, math.
Well, absolutely. On a local level, we have been a longtime supporter of the Ag in the Classroom program. But on a national level, just recently, urban educators from around the nation traveled to Kansas and New York, where they learned the principles of STEM through the on-the-farm experience, STEM meaning science, technology, engineering, and math. What the on-the-farm STEM experience offers is a firsthand look at beef production. The program's goal is to increase participants' agriculture knowledge and encourage them to better connect STEM with agriculture in their classrooms and curriculum. By funding checkoff dollars through programs like the on-the-farm STEM experience, beef producers are helping to educate participants about the food system, resulting in stronger pasture-to-plate connections.
Learn more about your checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cash cattle activity is expected to remain muted through most of the day, with bids and asking prices still likely to be hard to pin down at this point of the week. Now, given the light trade last week, overall offerings are generally larger, but not likely to cause packers to become overly aggressive, at least early in the week. Pressure in futures trade yesterday and upcoming end-of-the-month positioning is expected to create additional hesitancy on both sides to step into the market on Tuesday. Although midweek trade is still a possibility, it is likely that trade will be pushed off until sometime Thursday or Friday. Sharp losses have quickly redeveloped in the hog trade, as limited buyer interest yesterday allowed for a wide market shift as October contracts closed limit down. This not only adds to the overall weakness of the market through the end of the month, but also expands trading limits today, with hog trade able to move $4.50 in either direction without restrictions. The wider market shift could add even more volatility through the end of July. Now, on to the grains, mostly lower wheat markets following the Monday rally, although flagging action still generally present on most charts. More impressive than the move in futures yesterday was the move in the WUWZ calendar spread, which shot higher to 4.25 cent carry, a new contract high. Short covering on the front end by the managed fund community definitely helped, as did very little chance of deliveries against the September once we get through the month of August. Corn prices lower, remaining inside yesterday's range, as improving crop conditions and benign weather forecasts prevent any traction on the part of bulls. Yield ideas seem to be narrowing, with the range tightening between 160 and 168 bushels per acre. Now, soybean futures are lower, but still well inside yesterday's range, with flagging and coiling action taking place. Soybean prices appear in no hurry to move away from the $9 mark until a consensus is reached on how successful pod set and pod fill actually went. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle unchanged yesterday, 108.65. October down 45, 109.45. August feeder cattle down 142 at 142.30. September down 127, 142.82. August hogs down $2 at 84.42. Kansas City wheat, September up 4.5, 436.5. December was up 3.75 at 454. Chicago wheat, September up 7.5, 503.5. December up 4.25 at 508.5. September corn up 2.5, 417. December up 2.5, 427. August soybeans up 2.5, 885.75. September up 2.75 at 891.5. December cotton down 33 cents, 64.21. The March down 27, 65.19. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.